This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A federal judge in Washington on Monday said former President Donald Trump's lawyers will not get as much time as they requested to prepare for a criminal trial charging him with illegally trying to overturn his 2020 election defeat. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan said Trump will have to juggle his legal defense with his efforts to win the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. His lawyers have requested a trial date of April 2026, well past the November 2024 presidential election, saying they needed time to work through the government's evidence. But Chutkan said that she would not delay his trial that long, setting a trial date for March 4, 2024. Steve Miller, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden said we can't let hate prevail on Monday. In the wake of what authorities describe as a racially motivated killing of three black people in the state of Florida over the weekend.
Silence, I believe, as we've all said many times, silence is complicity. We're not going to remain silent. And so we have to act against this hate-fueled violence.
Biden made the remarks as he met with members of Martin Luther King Jr.'s family at the White House for an event marking the 60th anniversary of the March on Washington, a pivotal event in the 1960s U.S. civil rights movement at which Martin Luther King Jr. gave his galvanizing I Have a Dream speech. Tropical storm Idalia lashed western Cuba and was expected to strengthen to a major hurricane on Monday as it crawled toward the U.S. state of Florida's Gulf Coast, where officials ordered evacuations and urged residents to prepare in advance of the expected Wednesday morning landfall. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The mutinous soldiers who overthrew democratically elected Niger President Mohamed Bazoum have announced a raft of measures over the weekend that analysts say are aimed at strengthening their grip on power while preparing to defend against any military attempt by regional leaders to reinstate Bazoum. The junta ordered the Nigerian armed forces to go on maximum alert and asked the military-led governments of neighboring Mali and Burkina Faso to send troops to help defend them. It also issued a Monday deadline to the French ambassador to leave the country. Meeting in Beijing, top U.S. and Chinese commerce officials have expressed support for easier trade through improved communication, but deep differences between the countries remain. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
After a meeting in Beijing, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo and her Chinese counterpart are expressing desire to boost trade conditions. It comes as Raimondo visits China to improve bilateral relations, and she joins a number of U.S. officials recently going to Beijing to work toward that goal. The talks appear to result in optimism about better communication, with Raimondo saying the two sides are establishing new information exchanges. But there are no progress announcements on technology, security, human rights, or other disputes, recently plunging U.S.-China relations to their lowest level in decades. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The all clear has been sounded at the University of North Carolina in the eastern U.S. after a lockdown for part of Monday afternoon. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
For more than 3 hours, students at the Chapel Hill campus received alerts telling them to shelter in place because of a gunman in the area. This student tells WTVD the alert popped up during his astronomy class.
There's an armed and dangerous man on campus or something like that. And we just went through the lecture like normal for a little bit, and then we kind of realized it was a pretty serious situation. So I think we'd locked the doors pretty quickly.
Local media say a man was taken into custody in a nearby neighborhood. It's only the second week of classes at UNC. Some 50 police vehicles were at the campus. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Spain's High Court prosecutor on Monday opened a preliminary investigation into whether national soccer chief Luis Rubiales might have committed an act of sexual aggression when he grabbed a player and kissed her on the lips after Spain's victory in the Women's World Cup. The move increased the pressure on Rubiales, the president of the Royal Spanish Football Federation, who was suspended by FIFA on Saturday amid fury over the incident at the ceremony following Spain's World Cup win in Sydney on August 20th. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.